Hey, how you doing? You're listening to a special Halloween episode of the Geese and Ragman Show, recorded live at Nightmare Studios in Houston, Texas. So pull up a stump and pour a nice cold beer while the boys watch a horror movie, crack wise, and have a little chat with the one and only Tracy G. And now get ready for two guys who are so metal, they light up the jack-o'-lanterns with napalm. It's Genghis and Ragman.
Paisan, how you doing?
Doing all right, Paisan. What's up?
Not much. I forgot my key at the house.
Yeah, I forgot mine too. I already texted John. He said he's on his way.
On his way.
Yeah, which could mean.
What's that mean?
Any fucking thing. It's code for God only knows.
I think I hear something. Do you hear a car?
Yeah, there he is. I see his lights.
Oh, nice. What the fuck is he listening to? He's got a fucking cranked.
That's too shit. I didn't know he had that good a system.
Me neither. We pay him too much. Is that YMCA?
Something about those people.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, fuck. He's doing the signals while he's driving. That motherfucker. Hey, come. Look, move over here. Move over here. That motherfucker's going to fucking run into me. Hey, John, how you doing?
What's up, idiot? Get out of the car.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I saw you doing a couple little motions when you're driving over there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What you listen to?
The new Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Right.
Didn't quite sound like Mayhem to me.
Why? Mayhem sounds like. Did they do a cover of the YMCA?
No shit.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Can you open the fucking door?
Dude, come on, get your key. Stop fumbling with the fucking keys. Yeah. What is this, Halloween? Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Sorry.
It's starting to look a little fucking stormy out here. Let's hurry and get inside.
Is that thunder? Yeah.
I like it.
I heard it. Hello, what?
Hey, don't freak me out. You know what I get? How I get on nights like this.
Yeah, well, we remember our keys, wouldn't have to bother you, but...
Yeah, exactly.
What can we do?
Where are your keys?
Well, we both left them at home. We forgot, so... You're usually here. What were you up to?
You don't worry about me.
That's all we worry about.
Shit. You're on the clock. You're always on the clock. So
no
when
sure.
You're on the clock, we're paying you. And we have checks upstairs. We'll sign off to you. We'll endorse to you.
I'll give you a couple of extra McMahon checks.
Sure, sure. So
I appreciate that. Let me get this locked.
Oh shit, we did a lot of locks around this fucking place.
Yeah, no shit.
Pretty
no
secure.
Shit. Are you cold in that jock and the little tank top?
No shit.
No. Like what you see?
No,
not really.
No.
You might want to go to the restroom and go wipe a little bit better like
I miss that.
Very fucking funny.
Yep, okay, he's right.
Well, yeah, it was kind of funny, but hey, we're going to go to the viewing room. We're going to do a little, no Halloween
But we're going to do a little Friday the 13th.
Yep.
How about
Friday?
That?
Yep, this year,
the remake,
Friday
little
13th.
Michael Bay.
This year, Friday the 13th happened on Friday in October. It's been, the as I understand it, first Friday the 13th in October in 11 years.
Oh, dude, look at this. Fucking Turtlehead got us fucking freshly popped popcorn.
Nice.
With garlic butter.
Fuck yeah.
Forget about
delicious,
it.
Delicious, dude.
Nice. All right, John, you need to get the projector?
Give me 10.
How about we
10?
Give you
one?
Just
there in the fucking booth.
No shit. We could take a shit or something.
Well, dude, just go
do,
turn
yeah.
shit on and
don't
then
think.
Go
yeah.
do your thing.
Thinking is too hard.
All right, I'll be back.
I don't want that fucker near me.
Yeah, you don't
really
have to come
don't.
Back. Just turn it on. You can even leave if you like.
Yeah, no shit. He's gone. So thank God. But, oh, here we go. Look at him.
Oh, nice. This is the classic.
Oh, totally.
I mean, the classic is the classic, right? The original Friday the 13th, which is, what, 85, I think it came out?
Was it 85? No, it was before then.
Oh, maybe 82 then.
82, 81, 82. Because it came out around the same time as the original Halloween, right?
Yeah, I think it was before. I mean, I think it's acknowledged.
No, it wasn't before Halloween.
Was it? I think Friday the 13th is largely acknowledged as the first slasher movie, isn't it?
Really?
Wrong. That's my thought.
Well, I saw both of them. That shows how fucking old I am.
No shit, dude. So Friday the 13th, the remake was 2009. The original, 1980.
Okay, what about Halloween? 78.
Ah, you're probably right. John Carpenter's Halloween.
Late on.
Halloween, the original, 78.
Ah, I kind of know stuff.
Nice.
A little bit.
So you're right, yeah. And I guess, would you really call it a slasher, though? I mean, I think of this as slasher.
What's a serial killer?
That's the thing.
I don't think so. What a great remake.
Plus Danielle's in it. I like Danielle. That's a lot of hot chicks in this.
You know what we should do? Let's play a song.
Yeah, let's start to kick this off.
How about The Man Behind the Mask by Alice Cooper?
Ooh, nice.
Off the Constructor
choice.
Record.
Perfect choice.
Let's do it. Kind of fits for tonight, right?
For real.
I mean, anything Cooper kind of fits. Look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, the lady did a nice job as being the new...
Miss Voorhees.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this thing has got... I mean, this is just beautiful. I mean, look at this photography.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, again, I don't... When you say Michael Bay, he produced it. He didn't direct it, right? I think he just produced it. Same
I thought
with
he directed
Texas
too.
And that's the one that you recall blew me away.
Oh, I love that.
Back
and
in
this
the day,
blew me away as well.
It was the most amazing photography. Steve Jablonski always works with Michael Bay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He does great music, this real atmospheric music. He's really good.
I think at the beginning you said Michael Bay presents.
Right. Meaning he probably didn't direct it, which is fine. I mean, just him have given the touch to the producing usually is enough to, you know, really give it the sort of clout it needs to get all the good people.
I will tell you this, though. Whoever did this did a great job. Michael Bay had his name all over it, making a big deal that, hey, I want to remake this movie.
Yeah, produced by Michael Bay, which means the director, yeah, it's probably somebody else.
I wonder if he directed it, too.
No, I'd be surprised if he did. Let's see, we got the credits coming. Oh, like, I like he's like, maybe I can use this machete for something.
Because those people did the story.
Play, there you go. Marcus Nispel, yeah.
Whoever he is. You know him?
I bet he's done other big shit. I don't recognize the name, but I'm sure he's done other stuff. Because, look at this. Beautiful
perfect
cinematography.
Perfect. I tell you what, we've got our Halloween beer for the night.
Nice.
Should we go ahead and open that?
Yeah, let's kick it off.
Let's do it.
Let's do this right.
We cellared a St. Arnold Pumpkinator from 2016.
Nice.
So it's a year old.
Wish we had a 17 to compare it to.
Oh, I wish.
It'll still
I don't
be great.
Think it's out yet. I haven't seen it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go ahead and open that.
I'm down with it, Holmes. I'm down with it.
Redhead.
What woods they film these in and where they find them.
Maybe those aren't homes.
Might be.
So here we are, Halloween 2017. The little Friday the 13th. I gotta say something about 2017 as far as horror movies are concerned. Mm-hmm. Not very many good horror movies this year.
Really?
Have you seen anything that just blew you away?
It.
Okay, well, there is it. It was awesome.
I was just joking. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I want to.
Oh, it's fucking badass.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, everyone is. I mean, certainly the most successful horror movie. I don't know.
Oh, we got to drink our beer, though. We got to rate our beer. And then we'll get into this.
Well, let's do it, man. So we reviewed the Pumpkinator before, but this is the last year, as you say. Been cellared for a year.
And usually these things get better as they're cellared.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed so far. So.
Yeah, it mellows out the harshness of the alcohol while intensifying the flavor.
Look. Got some lacing.
Mm-hmm.
Looks beautiful.
Looks lovely.
Like
nice dark color. A little aroma.
Oh, God. Smell that shit.
Smells amazing. So four so far.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, let's go for the taste. Ooh.
Simply amazing.
Oh, yeah. Is Shrimply the best, Holmes?
It is nice. I love this beer.
I'm inclined to just four it
all. So, are we just going four?
Definitely a horror. So, of course, you always start off the horror movie with, or at least, no, you don't start it off this way necessarily. Now you do it because, see, this is the problem I have with postmodern shit. With postmodern movies, and that's all is exemplified by, like, the Scream movies.
Yeah.
You can never have people just go, we're in a horror movie, and not realize they're in a horror movie.
Now right.
It's, oh, wow, notice we're in the spooky woods. Everybody remember to bring their machetes and have sex and smoke pot? You know, they make a joke because they know they're in a horror movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Whereas back in the day, they weren't making jokes. They weren't winking at the audience. They were just, oh, wow, these woods seem cool. You know what I mean? They were just completely oblivious to the fact that they were in a horror movie. Nowadays, everyone knows they are, and I think that just ruins it. I mean, they think it makes it smarter because it's like we're playing up to the audience. The audience isn't dumb. let's not treat them like they're dumb. It's like, right, but we know we're watching a fucking movie. We right. know that somebody's going to survive and all the teenagers having sex are going to die, and we expect it. So it's not like we can completely act like we're smarter than the movie. You know what I mean? There's certain things we have to just accept and say, this is going to happen, and we're going to deal with it. We're going to pretend like we didn't know it was going to happen.
Right.
In order to enjoy the movie.
You know, one thing, there was a movie I watched not too long ago called 31. I believe I got it this year. It was a Rob Zombie movie that didn't make it to the theaters.
Yeah, something about
it was almost
some guy
like
trapped in a...
Yeah, there's the... They get kidnapped. It's based in like the 70s, late 70s,
mm-hmm.
which most of his stuff is. And they kidnap these people that I guess are doing like a traveling circus type
And they
thing.
Make them go through like a trial or something?
Well, no. They bring them to this house and basically say, okay, it's like a Saw thing.
Okay.
Okay, somebody's going to die. We have people in this house that are going to try to kill you. If you survive, then you've made it through the round one. If you make it through... I think it's 12 hours,
mm-hmm.
then you'll live. And I forget what the 31 kind of symbolized, but long story short, they fight all these people who are out to kill these innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
They put them up against these deviants. It was pretty good. It ended up being a pretty good little movie. I kind of dug it.
Hmm. So are there any... If we're talking about horror movies, real quick, are there any bad zombie horror movies?
Bad zombie movies?
Rob Zombie horror movies. I mean, how was, what is it, Lords of Salem? Or was that?
That was awesome. That was probably, it started off slow, but ended up being one of my favorite Rob Zombie movies.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. Probably the worst out of his stuff may have been, Devil's Rejects was okay. It was pretty morbid, pretty twisted.
Really?
I love House of a Thousand Corpses. That was a great movie.
That was his first one, right?
Yes.
And then the sequel to that, the unofficial sequel. No, it's kind of official, right?
Devil's Rejects.
It kind of picked up after that.
Yeah, Devil's Rejects.
Devil's Rejects. And then after that was Lords of Salem?
No, I think that's when you started doing the Halloween stuff. We remade Halloween.
Right. So, I mean, I don't really count those. I mean, I know that they are horror movies and he did make them. But I think of, sort of his original horror movies included, Lords of Salem. Then after that, I'm trying to think what would come after that one. But yeah, he hasn't made that many, really.
No.
Like maybe four or five?
I wish he'd make more, because I do like his movies. I like his vision.
Is Sid Haig still around? What was his name? Captain Howdy? Or is that...
That
Dee
was
Snider.
Dee Snider with Strangeland.
Then who was the guy in House of a Thousand Corpses? He had the beard, the clown...
Oh, shit. I forget his name.
Sid Haig is the actor's
Sid
name.
Haig.
But I can't remember the character's name. It was something like that, it seemed like Captain Howdy.
I tell you what, before we get too much further, when we play a tune, we came out of our beer.
Yeah.
There's a band that I kind of dig. They're not real metal, but they got a heavy feel. They're kind of like a Lacuna Coil.
Nice.
Chick vocalist, but real heavy, no real ripping guitars, but just a good heavy vibe.
Nice.
Almost like alternative meets heavy metal type thing, or hard rock, or whatever. Called The Birthday Massacre. They get a brand new record called Under Your Spell.
Cool.
Why don't we play No Tomorrow?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. He's done. Oh, we missed it. Did he kill the nerd dude?
Yes, the first person he's killed.
But I didn't hear him listen to the Dime Ranger.
No, he was just doing that.
Oh,
he's
going. I was running my mouth.
Yeah. And then he found the pot, and then homeboy greased it. If that's the nerd dude, yeah, he just got nerd.
Should we play Sister Christian?
Or yeah,
why not? Wimpy.
Nah,
oh, what the fuck? It's Halloween. Let's lighten things up. Here's some Night Ranger right here on KCCW.
The time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Oh, we just found a house. Oh. House.
Oh, you are made of stone.
But you're not lonely. Lonely. House.
House. Rest in peace, Rick Mayall.
Oh, God, he was so funny.
I know. It's so sad that he's gone.
Motoring. What's your price? Let me ask you this. When you're Halloween-ish, what do you... What band do you... What's your go-to band for, like, Halloween? Hard rock or metal band?
I think the obvious, we've mentioned it many times, Merciful Fate.
Yeah, love the Merciful Fate. Freaks me out.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Now, I know you might be more of... And I'm not really into those bands as much as you are. Cradle of Filth, Dimmu Borgir. That might be more of the obvious.
Well, I love the Midian.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's a great record.
And I'm not as much into it. I'm not saying I wouldn't dig it. I don't own any of those albums.
I'm a little surprised that you would be, though, like the Cradle of Filth record. I know you're not into the death metal or black metal stuff, but Midian's cool because it's based off Clive Barker. And they have Doug Bradley does a lot of narrative on the record.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It's cool as shit.
So they didn't spare the expense. They said, let's do this right. I can respect that.
It's like you're not Pinhead anymore. You could be Pinhead on our records.
You could be like the retired Pinhead.
Shit. Pinhead's looking for work.
He like, no, he lives in Florida. He's retired. He just chills.
That would be an awesome movie. Cenobite's out of work.
No shit. Or just Pinhead, but he's got the Hawaiian shirt on and the fucking...
I'll tear your soul apart.
And he's like, whatever, pops.
It's like, sir, we just... wanted to know you wanted cheese on your burger, sir.
He's at Luby's cafeteria. No, he's at the fucking cafeteria.
No shit.
He's like, I'll have the child's plate fish.
He looks like the little lady behind the gun. Isn't he cute?
I know. You look like you're in good shape.
This happens in every horror movie.
Exactly.
The people having sex are going to die.
And I wonder why. I guess it's sort of, I remember saying this to... old girl saying, the thing is, if you think about it, old school.
Why is the killer so pissed off at people having sex?
Because remember, they explained it in the original Friday the 13th.
Oh, they were doing it when he
was drowning. Yeah, they were out fucking, so he's got that against him. But if you think about it, though, it's a cautionary tale against immorality. So I was telling an old girl, I was like, hey, when you think about it, these movies are actually kind of almost not Christian, but you know, they've got values. And they stick to them.
Values.
The bad
guys.
Yeah,
there's your values right there.
The bad guys pay the price for their immorality. The real bad guys are the teenagers.
Yes.
Who have no
morals. Teenagers are bad.
No morals.
That's right. I agree. Damn them all.
And he's like, dude, I will fucking kill you. Try to get laid here. It's not cool.
This remake is the bomb, though. I mean, if you think about remakes, this one was probably the best one. Texas Chainsaw 2 is one of my favorites. And they were both done by the Bay Company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bay Company.
So they did the remake of Texas Chainsaw and they did a sequel to it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, was it?
No, not the sequel. But he did Friday the 13th. They said, I'm going to remake all these classic horror movies.
Oh, okay.
But then Rob Zombie jumped on the Halloween kick and said, no, I got this one, guys. Don't worry about it, Mike.
Somebody's got to.
And then he put his old twist on it.
Oh, sure.
So, which I thought was cool.
I think I did read reviews, though, that they weren't that keen on it.
The first one was really good. The second one was a little weird.
Really?
Yeah.
So he did do Halloween, too.
Yeah. He was supposed to do the trilogy, and something happened, and he pulled out. I actually saw a trailer for it, and then they just scrapped it.
What about, was the Halloween 2 set in a hospital?
It was in the hospital, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Nice.
We could watch it sometime.
Because remember, the idea was, well, you know what was on the other day on cable flipping channels was the original Halloween 2.
Oh, really?
Set in the hospital, dude. I was like, ah, dude, that's a great movie. And of course, the little girl was like, oh, I'm freaking out, dude. This is kind of scary. And I'm like,
Halloween 2, for real?
But it's like, that's kind of the idea.
Or 79, 80, whatever.
It's been 79, 80, yeah. But
you're watching Season of the Witch. It's like, what's this have to do with Michael Myers?
I know. I remember seeing it going, what is this about?
Look at this guy. I found the weed, dude.
He's like, bro.
And an ear. Listen to.
He's screwed, Holmes.
Uh oh.
And he's supposed to screw them when they're both having sex?
Uh oh. The best scene of this movie is coming up.
Okay, good. Talking about it, I'm like, where is it?
Oh, it's coming.
He's freaking out.
It ain't here yet, but it's coming.
He doesn't like freaking out, Holmes.
That's why I love Halloween. We start in my house in August. We start watching horror movies the way through Halloween.
Oh, really?
We watch them year round, but we really hit it hard starting in like August. It's like, let's pick out our favorites. Let's go from there.
I like that this dude has to devise these things with ways to kill people. He can't just kill them. He's like, let's kill you in some fucked up way.
And he gets caught in a bear trap out of nowhere.
I know.
So where'd this come from?
What's funny is you got to think about it. It's like, wait a minute. So he had to set it
there. They're out in a field full of nothing. And then they find weed. And there's a bear trap that this guy gets trapped in.
The thing is, though, of all the places for him to run, he had to put that bear trap right in his path. How did he know where he was going to run?
I don't know.
I'm saying that
intuitive.
I'm saying that Jason Voorhees is a logistical genius, all I'm saying.
Logistical genius.
He's got like this, it's all plotted out with a protractor and shit. Like, he's going to run at this angle at this guy. Speed. Jacks him up.
I'll just go to Perm, right? I got me candles.
Where's the head, Holmes?
Uh-oh.
Is it in there? What I hate is there's all these, like, you reach their hand in, and a bird flies out. Like, why would a bird be in there?
Birds nesting in their homes?
Or a cat or some shit.
Oh, shit. Just to fuck with you.
Like, you wouldn't have already just been hauling ass. Are you looking up music?
Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh. That's a strong draft.
I thought it was the chick. Like, she's already gone. Like, later. Leaves him holding the bag.
They're screwed, Holmes. They're screwed, blue and bad tattooed, Holmes.
Where's my girl Danielle come into play?
I tell you what. You know, this is getting intense. Why don't we break it up with some music?
More tunage, Holmes?
How about something out of my ass here?
Nice.
How about some Black Sabbath off the Born Again record with Ian Gillan?
I'm hip.
How about... Because you look nervous.
The idea of the machete in the foot's not cool.
How about trashed?
Let's do it.
The sky. These floors are made of balsa wood.
No shit.
Why are the knives coming through the floor? I don't understand.
So get in the tub, you idiot.
Get me in the tub. Oh, he tried to grab my penis.
I know. It's like, is he some sort of gay person?
No shit. Jason Voorhees is gay.
He's got it for him, home. He's like, I gotta have it.
I just need some wood, I do.
Later, Holmes.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say this, but I'm getting all scared.
You want to come down with us?
It's not too much trouble.
What?
Actually, it is.
It is trouble. Just lock yourself in the booth. You'll be fine.
Yeah, no one's going to get in there.
I don't have a good feeling.
Okay, never, that's even better.
He always gets freaked out on Halloween.
Because he's such a little kid.
He's like a 50-year-old man in a 14-year-old's body.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Guys, come on.
Just put some pants on, will you please?
I know. At least
no
do that much.
No can do.
It's not going to happen.
Dude, you're disturbing the movie. I mean, I'm sure the fans are really enjoying us critiquing Friday the 13th there. Can you please just come on down? Dude, wrap that flag around you.
Yep.
That's kind of sacrilegious to the flag, isn't it?
When have you ever been moral about anything?
No shit.
Oh, here we go.
Sitting there like, hello, hello.
John, shut the fuck up and just come down. There it goes.
Damn, son.
Okay, now here's my part. It's coming up here. Watch this. Watch this. This is my town. This is the best scene to be.
Whew. Damn.
Blackout.
Oh, and that's the opening credit.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's the shit, huh?
But that was like all kinetic, dude.
I love that. He's just like running. He's like, I'm going to fuck you up.
And I was like, you don't even understand, sweetheart. So that's like the original group.
Right.
And here comes a new group.
Right. You seen this? Or has it been a long time?
I've seen it, but it's been a while now.
Okay.
This has my girl in it, though, Danielle. Where's Danielle? Is she in here? I think she's in the passenger seat there up front. There's always the rich jerk. This guy's in everything, isn't he?
He's a jerk.
The Asian dude, yeah.
He's a jerk.
He's always the dude who just wants
Asian
to get
the blonde dude.
Oh, yeah. There's always the rich jerk off. Yeah.
He's spam.
That's my girl right there.
That's what I think of him. He's spam.
He is spam.
This guy. Say fuck Christmas on his shirt.
Yeah,
I think it did.
Like, what a prick.
Who doesn't love Christmas? Apparently that guy.
I think I just want to fill these up because I'm a stud. Other than it's got homeboy, right? Jared Padalecki or whatever.
Who?
From the Gilmore Girls, Holmes. And then he's Supernatural.
Supernatural, man.
Well, that's what he's in now. He became more famous for Supernatural. But he started off in the
Gilmore Girls. Supernatural. That's a good show.
Yeah. This thing's been on forever, dude.
Fucking 10, 11 seasons.
See, that's amazing. Crazy. You want that as an actor?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how big you are.
After 7 seasons, you're gold.
After 10.
Is it 10 or I thought it was after 7?
10 is syndication. And once it's in syndication, you're fucking golden, dude. That's when you just literally just kind of shuffle out, waltz out to the mailbox. Look for that fat royalty check and wash in your bathrobe. Like, later, chunks. I don't need a real job.
What's wrong with the TV? John, what are you doing?
What the fuck's going on?
John.
Did he not clean the...
Hey, guys, I'm not doing nothing.
It's not you?
I thought you were coming down here.
I was, but I can't light out of the booth. Can you come unlock it?
What do you mean lock it? We didn't lock it.
Dude, there's no... Well, there's a lock on the booth. You got it locked up over there?
I didn't lock anything.
Dude, there's nothing locked.
What kind of funny can you get out of the fucking booth?
Dude, calm down, all right? Do you have something slippery on your hands?
I know. So maybe the problem is you...
I just washed up.
Right, but have you shaved your hands in a while?
Washed up from what?
You don't want to know.
True.
I really don't.
True. So, what's the problem?
Jackass, I can't get out of the fucking booth.
Fine.
Dude, I'll walk up. Hold on. I'm going to put mine right down. I'll be right back.
I'll take a nap.
Hey, Jacob.
Yo.
Hey, man. I can't get this door. It's fucked. It's like jammed or something.
Should I come up and help?
If you want. I'll come back down. Hold on.
No. Did you just say if you want?
I'm back.
Okay.
Well, what do we care? It's playing again.
You know what? It's playing. I think we're good.
Guys, I'm getting scared.
Thank God for the switch.
Kind of a dick. What you just did, you're kind of a dick.
That, me?
Yes.
I can live with that.
You said
he'll be fine. He's in a fucking booth. Who can get to him?
Tommy, McCheese, Eddie.
They wouldn't try to kill him.
Eddie's not here, is he?
No, but he's not a killer.
Is he?
No. Kill you with fucking boredom or something, but that's about it.
And with his stories of bragging.
Exactly. You'll want to swallow your own tongue.
What would you rather do? Would you rather be slashed by Jason Voorhees or hear Eddie brag about himself? I know it's a hard question to answer.
No, I'm thinking.
No shit.
It's a toss-up.
Oh, man. This is a killer movie.
And killer beer.
Fucking A, dude. I love it.
The Numpkinpater is pretty good stuff, Holmes.
The screen just went off.
What the fuck?
The fuck?
Come on, dude.
John. The booth's off.
And he's got the light off. No wonder he's so scared. He's got the fucking light off up there.
You think the power went out or something?
I shouldn't think so.
Well, should we go down?
I mean,
go check it out?
The TV's not working, but the lights are on here in the little fucking running lights or whatever.
That's a generator.
Fuck, maybe it is. Maybe just trip that switch there, that breaker. We can go down and check it.
Yeah, let's go down.
Where is it, down in the basement?
Basement.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Alright, fine.
Get this door stuck. Creaking like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Gotta get Tommy to all this shit, man.
Oh shit, was that a rat?
Okay. These stairs.
Fucking A, I like their long.
There's no water down here.
Is this still from Harvey? Thought we got all this shit cleaned out.
Yeah, me too.
Alright,
what's that thing illuminating in the corner over there? Oh, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
Is that the breaker box?
I think it's behind this door, but I what's the combination of this lock again?
1, 2, 3, 4? I don't know.
No shit. No, I think it's 666. Let's see.
Right.
That's it? Are we original? Let's see. Alright. Let's see. Breaker, is it? Damn, we got a big panel. Ah, this must be it. There we go.
Okay, we're back.
Why am I expecting a Velociraptor to pop out of the cables?
No shit. No shit. Well,
I guess that's that. Somebody check this shit out.
Go back up.
Did you?
Why is this door locked?
Yeah, did you shut the door?
I didn't. I mean, it just kind of closed behind me. Do you have a key?
No. I mean,
there's not even a lock on the fucking door.
Oh, there's... The fuck? This is bullshit. The beer's out there. How can we be separated from the beer?
That's a pumpkinator. We can't let that go to waste.
That ain't no shit.
Well, let me walk over here. Where did this old mirror come from?
I don't know, but it's a creepy looking fucking mirror.
It is weird. Shit, fuck it. Oh my god, not again.
Now, what is this, an Oculus?
Yeah, no shit. Let me put my... Genghis. Genghis.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
Why are we echoing?
I don't know. I feel weird.
This is weird. Why do I hear Justin Bieber? Is that baby? Oh my god.
This has got to be hell if we're stuck with Justin Bieber.
Oh my god.
So great. So we're trapped in the fucking mirror in some alternate dimension?
Of hell.
I hate that shit.
Why can't we just watch a movie this year?
Shit happens to.
Let's go in this room. This echo's killing my fucking ears.
Yeah, you know shit.
Okay. We're in a black room.
Seems better in here.
The red ceiling, which makes no sense.
That's weird.
It's fucking hotter than fuck in here. I tell you what, if there's a way to play music,
mm-hmm. listen to some tunes at least.
Might as well.
Yeah, why not?
And this is where I think we're at right now. Why don't we play something off some Bloody Hammers?
Mm-hmm.
They got a brand new record called The Horrific Case of the Bloody Hammers.
I hate that.
And this is where I think we are.
That's the shit.
The Gates of Hell.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I don't know. But
why are we here? Why is there Britney Spears playing?
No shit, because it's our fucking version of hell. I'm feeling around this doorway here where we came through. It's pitch black.
Yes, it is.
So it's almost like this rip in the time-space continuum here. I'm just feeling around. I think there's something right. Kind of feels like a doorknob.
Feel it. Make sure it's not something else.
No shit.
Hopefully John's not down there.
I know. A different kind of knob. Let me check this out. Okay. It opens.
Okay. Let's go in. Oh my god. What music is playing? Dude, what is this? Pop hell?
Oh shit.
Is that Sam Smith?
Yeah. We went from one hell to another hell.
Oh my god. Dude, I'm fucking dying over here.
We gotta get out of this place. Oh, but look. It's like the other side of the mirror. Oh, aren't you? There's John. Look at him. He's like looking for us, I guess.
I guess so. You get out of the booth somehow.
You know, somehow I'm not inclined to say I'm over here.
No. Hopefully he doesn't go through the mirror like we did.
Maybe if he does, we switch with him. That would be fine with me.
Well, that would be fine. Yeah, he'd be caught in this fucking underworld. We are. So I guess we're in musical hell?
I guess so.
Is that where we're at?
We gotta combat it somehow.
I don't know. Do we conjure up heavy metal songs to get out of hell?
I like the sound of that.
How about, I'm gonna pick one here. Grim Reaper, I'll See You in Hell, My Friend. Get us out of here.
Nope.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, we're here. We might as well have a conversation.
Seems to be what we do.
So, if you're in hell, do you think hell would be pop music or country music?
I'm saying, what kind of music do you think they play in hell?
Either pop or country for me, or disco.
Or
anything Village People.
I don't know. It might be gangster rap. I really hate that shit.
Do you? I thought you liked NWA.
Sometimes, but I mean, just real true. I mean, there's the main guys like NWA and big bands like that.
Yeah.
And then there's, for every one of those guys, there's like 1,000 shitty little rap bands that you never fucking heard of. And they all sound the same.
Right.
Same horseshit. And you're like, wow, really? Is it really worth that you exist when there's 99 other bands ahead of you that sound just the same? Couldn't you just fuck off?
You know what? That's pretty much commonplace for any genre that takes off. Whether it be, you know, say 80s hard rock that was big in the 80s, mid-80s, then went to the late 80s, early 90s. So every Winger, every Motley Crue, every Warrant, I mean, Motley Crue, that's not fair, they were there early on, but say every Warrant, every Winger, every Firehouse, every band that came after them that tried to use that same formula,
right,
it just became, you know, kind of just a bunch of, you know,
same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Granted, there was still some good music for me that came out of that genre because I love that genre.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when it comes to a genre you don't care for, does it make it that much worse?
Question.
Especially if it just snowballs.
Yeah, where like the popularity for some unknown reason just takes off like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, why is this shit so popular and growing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're just encouraging it, man.
No shit. I mean, but that's kind of what it is. It's a winning formula. And these record companies, at least back in the 80s and 90s, early 90s, so that was, they found something. They said, okay, this formula works. Everybody likes it. We're going to sign every band that sounds like this band. And it worked. I think it ended after grunge ended. Because after grunge ended, it's kind of when Napster kind of got popular, right? And digital music?
I guess that's around that time, yeah, sure. And I guess certainly with the advent of MP3s, which is the whole Napster idea, in that we can take music and digitize it. Technically, I guess it was already digitized if it was on a CD, but they figured out a way to say, let's take that digital information, turn it into a separate file that I can copy infinitely.
Sure.
And also, the whole idea of MP3 was, this amount of sound fidelity, well, it normally takes up this much room. We can find a way to compress it to make it just take up this much room.
Sure.
It fits so much more information, i.e. songs, on a limited amount of space, whether it's a floppy drive or a flash drive now, or a CD or whatever. And so that naturally, that concept, people went, let's fucking run with that. Because now it's like, I can take, you know, my entire CD collection, say I've got 2,000 or 3,000 CDs, spend a few days burning them all, and turn that shit into, you know, put it, well, like we used to, put it on our little portable hard drive.
Yeah.
Which was the original version of those iPods.
Yeah.
It was really just the hard drive.
Oh, and I've got one, so. Yeah, yeah.
It was really just a little hard drive is all it was. And so you could load everything on that. Imagine literally being able to carry your entire record collection wherever you go on demand.
Yeah.
Totally legal and also totally portable as fuck. I mean, who would do that?
Is that Wilson Phillips?
This shit never ends, dude.
It's every song I hate.
I just don't think I can hold
it's
on
like,
for one
it's
more
like
day.
The devil invaded insane. Our psyche and pulled out all this shitty music that we hate
and, he's trying to
and put it in here for us to listen to.
It's pretty shitty.
Why we're here, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I'm paying for sins in a past life or something.
But I don't know. I don't know when Napster actually took over. Do you? What year?
Okay, let's ask Gladys. Gladys will know. Assuming we can get a hold of her down here.
I don't know if you're going to have cell service in hell, but you could try. But
when, funnily enough, I'm getting cell service.
I think it's when Napster took over is kind of when you stopped seeing so many copycat type bands.
Mm-hmm.
Or people building off what others were successful with are getting signed for that. I don't think you see as much of that today.
Probably.
I mean, if there's one label now that would that I could go to and say, okay, I'm going to get a lot of card rock, that would be Frontiers.
Right.
But that's what they do. I mean, it's not really signing as many new bands. They have some new bands, but a lot of older bands and saying, hey, we want you to create your glory years with some new music right now. And we're going to give you some money to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. I think I get where you're coming from. Well, you know, I don't think that music, it is cyclical, as we've learned in our time. We always think that each of our generation, that our music is going to last longer than everybody. Every
right.
previous generation is better than any subsequent generation. And certainly our kids come along and they go, ah, whatever, and they have their own. And I don't guess that cycle's ever going to stop.
Sure.
But, you know, we have the benefit, I guess, currently of knowing that we're actually right. That our music's the best, right? I mean, we're sure about that, right?
Yeah.
Even when you whip out the Doobie Brothers. No, seriously, though, I mean, when it comes to that stuff, I mean, what can you do? Every genre, you know, has their own era of music. I mean, or rather, every generation has their own era of music that they say, this is the stuff. I won't accept anything else. And that's probably never going to change. But I guess what stays the same, the desire to, you know, carry what it is, whatever
yeah.
it is you like, with you wherever you go. I mean, certainly that's a current sort of expectation. You couldn't do that back in the days when it was record albums.
Right.
Right. Your dad couldn't say, like, I want to carry all these 50 record albums everywhere I go in case I want to listen to one. This didn't happen. Now it's like your kids.
Right.
Or like, why wouldn't I carry all my albums with me? Obviously. I might
sure.
want to listen to this. I want to. They take it for granted. And also, too, with the once the companies figured that out, that people wanted digital music, they went to that, what do you call it, that model where you could buy individual songs rather than the whole album. Remember when you couldn't buy an individual, well, you could
right.
buy the cassette.
Right.
The cassette single. But if it wasn't a cassette single, then you couldn't have it, you know?
Hold on. Who's that in the corner?
That is who I think it is.
Is that Tracy?
Holy shit. Tracy G.
Tracy, what's up, motherfucker? What are you doing in here, man?
Hey, man. What's going on, guys? What are you doing down here?
Dude, what are you doing in Pop Hell? You're ripping.
This is my man cave, dude. I record shit in my little G Factory studio at the fucking basement. So I'm down here working on some bullshit. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, dude, we were watching a movie. Everything's good. It's Halloween, and shit. Just for some reason, shit always fucks with us on Halloween. And we were in like Pop Music Hell, and then we run into you. So maybe you're like the key to get us the fuck out of here.
I hang out in Pop Music Hell because nobody will bug me here because it's the last place they would expect to look for me because it's not my style of music, so I just hide out in all the pussy shit, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, fuck, dude, it's been a long fucking time since we talked. What have you been up to, man?
Well, I got a new studio, and that pretty much takes up, you know, that's, you see it right in front of you right here, so it just sort of takes up all my time. It takes up all my time, and I'm trying to learn how to use it. So I've been demoing and recording new riffs and old riffs and covers and just all, you know, the more I use it, the more I'll get better at it. So that's mostly what I've been doing, and I'm play out with my little gigs with the two-man band that I play with Mike Beatty. You know, you've seen me play with him before. So
yeah,
we do that a lot. We do that. We did one last week, a little Halloween thing, and we got a couple more coming up, a bunch of Christmas shit coming up. So that keeps me busy. The Tracy G Group has a couple gigs coming up. And that's about it, man. Just, you know, trying to stay alive and practicing and same old shit, really. You know, Halloween is my favorite holiday, my favorite time of year. Unfortunately, it's 100 degrees today. So I guess that's why I'm in fucking Pop Rock Hell or whatever, wherever I'm at, because it's too hot on the surface of the fucking planet, if you know what I mean. So I gotta hide out. I don't like the heat. I fucking hate the heat.
Yeah.
I hate the sun. I'm waiting for fall. I thought it was supposed to be cooler right now, you know.
Yeah, you would think, right?
But yeah, it's fucking 100 degrees today. I had to come into my basement and, you know, go G Factory Hell.
Dude, I want to congratulate you. Dude, you got wide distribution with Tramp. How did that work out? I actually know the guys over at MVD, and I was really pumped when they shot me an email saying, hey, check this out. Uh-huh. How'd that work out, brother?
Well, it got released on Friday the 13th. Wouldn't you have it? Friday the 13th, it got released by Sonic Music, a guy named Dirk. Forget his last name, but Dirk runs that place. And his connection came through the drummer, Patrick Johansson, that played on the album Tramp. So, you know, I released Tramp, I don't know, I think it was either 2016 or 2015, I can't remember. But I released it back then, but I don't have distributing and all that shit, so not that many people heard it yet. And he's a friend of Patrick. Dirk is, so he heard it, he loves it, he loves Patrick, and we do too, you know, Patrick's awesome, but Patrick's in Florida, and we're in California, so it's hard to really jam with him and do gigs with him, because we're far away, he's got some other stuff going and stuff, and, you know, I got the Tracy G Group over here, we play gigs whenever we can, and we got the Adrian Aguilar's on drums over here, and Randy over here, you know, is doing the bass for me, they're both on the album too. Mike Bain does the vocals, and he's on the album. But Patrick played on 7 of the songs. So Dirk liked the album so much, he wanted to re-release it, repackage it, put the lyrics in it, and distribute it worldwide. And he did just that on October 13th. So, yeah, it was a pretty great thing. I mean, you know, it is what it is these days, you know, to get anything going musically, it's cool. Music is kind of weird right now, you know, the whole thing is to get yourself known and, it's not like it used to be, so you got to rely a lot on, of course, the internet and the Facebook and all that bullshit. But yeah, I'm proud of the record. I think the record holds up, and I'm glad that Dirk believed in it, so he got it out there. As you see, it's like in a Target and Best Buy and all over the fucking place. So, you know, maybe gives people a little bit more chance to maybe hear it if anybody's interested in something heavy and stuff. I think you have that record, right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
it's still badass. And
totally.
You know, Noel, we're going to talk. I've just gotten really back into it quite a bit. I've been fucking rocking the leech all fucking day, dude.
Yeah, because you had it. I said this to you when I first put it out, T. So
yeah.
To guys like you, it's not really a new album, but to the rest of the world, it's new because no one's really heard it. Fucking up, and it needs a chance for people to hear it, and maybe this will help it, right? So we hope. Meanwhile, we're working on a bunch of, we just keep writing more shit and new shit and trying to make it uglier and heavier and cool as we can, and you know, it's the same old shit. We basically won't stop until we're dead.
Does that make it more likely then for the next Tracy G group album?
Well, if Dirk wants to pick that up, or if somebody, you know, maybe some other company, that always helps. But, I mean, you never know if that's going to happen. So I treat it like it's never going to happen, and I just put it out anyway. You know, I can't say how many people are going to hear it, what kind of distributor, or what kind of backing we have. You know, you never know with that stuff.
Right.
So, you know, worst comes to worst, I do it myself, and not that many people know about it. But, you know, so what are you going to do? You know, quit? You know, you just keep fucking, keep going, doing what you do. Everybody, you guys do what they do, and
That's got to be a nice bit of freedom to know that it's like, hey, even if this doesn't get picked up and get widely distributed, doesn't matter. I've got my own studio. I can keep making albums till I die, and nobody can tell me how to make them. And
that's pretty much it. It doesn't mean the whole world's ever going to hear everything, but I'll do the best I can to let people hear it. And you know, it's. If I could sell a few, that's cool because everybody needs a little bit of money. But it's that's not what it's for. It's like, you know, when you're a painter, you want to paint, you have to paint. You paint, and when you make music, you got to make music. So you just do.
Let me ask you this, dude. As far as since you've gotten this distribution, and you're in some pretty big outlets like, you know, Best Buy and Amazon and Target, and that. Have you got any new feedback from fans saying, holy shit, I'm so glad I found this? Yeah. Or
I get some, you know, I get emails and I get some checks from people who know me from my phone, but like emails and then, of course, the Facebook thing. And, you know, it seems pretty positive. There's always people that don't like what you do. There's always going to be that. You know how that goes. But, you know, yeah, it's been, how can it be? How can it not be positive? You know, there's always going to be people who hate you, hate what you do, and, you know, that's all cool. And my message to them is, I'm going to speak for all musicians just because I'm going to. We didn't write the album for you. I don't play my fucking guitar for you. I play it for myself, and whoever digs it, cool. If you don't dig it, don't listen to it. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, and people think they can, like, harm you in life if they... if they write you and say, I don't like the color of your hair. I don't like you. You don't have any hair. You have too much hair. You're fucking white. You're brown. You're pink. I don't like you. People think they hurt your feelings when they try to, you know, put you down with it, whatever, you know. And it's just, it's a joke. It's like, whatever, you know, it's stupid. Like, we just, if you don't like it, it isn't for you.
Yep. I've noticed that it's like, they figure that because I bought your album or because I came to see your show, that I get some sort of say in how you express yourself as an artist.
You're right. We fucking owe them. We owe them something.
Right.
I mean, you know, I mean, what the fuck? You know, we, you know what? Just, you know, and they actually try to make you cry, make you hurt your feelings, and try to badmouth you. You know, the world's full of people who have a fucking opinion. They think their opinion is different than somebody else's. They don't fucking got a clue what's going on. Meanwhile, they sit. They don't do anything.
Right.
They're not doing nothing. They don't put nothing out. They just have a mouth and they try to fucking make people hurt people's feelings by saying you're too fat, you're too skinny, they just pick on you. They don't even pick on the music. After they say they don't like your guitar playing, they just pick on your family or whatever. It's like, who are these fucking people? Like, you know, it's just sad, but that's life. We all know it. We all get it from everybody. Different kind of, doesn't matter what career you do, there's fucking idiots. And they're not even idiots. Some of them just, that's their opinion. But that's all it is. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that's what they think and that they have a right to what they think. So, well, whatever. I mean, I get just too much positivity in my life to worry about one guy that's like, hey, man, you don't do the solos right, Holy Diver. I don't like you. Like, fucking give me a break.
Well, I have to say, and I've told you this offline and online, I think there's a genuine chemistry between you and Michael Beatty. And we've talked in the past where you've said, you know what, Tracy G Group, I'm going to put this out. Then I might do another thing, and then I might do another thing. Do you feel like with how well Tramp is, in my opinion, being received, and the chemistry you and Michael Beatty and the other guys in the band have, is this something that, you know, you're going to go a little bit more further with rather than jumping onto something else? Or what's the future for...
I agree with you, and I do lots of other things. I do a lot of things with a lot of different people, little projects. But, I mean, the Tracy G Group is obviously my main thing. And those guys are my main guys, and I like those guys, and I like the chemistry, and Adrian's an amazing drummer, and Randy's an amazing bass player, his whole style. I like the guys. And me and Mike, yeah, we go by, we write the songs, you know, Mike does the words and the vocals, and I basically do the music, and that's what you're hearing, and of course, you know, Adrian and Randy hold it down, you know, they're the foundation, and they put, you know. But to answer your question, the chemistry, there is a chemistry between all of us when we play live, I think. It flows really cool. It's awesome. But going back to writing the songs, yeah, I mean, you got to kind of, you don't have to agree on everything. You don't have to hang out every fucking day. You don't have to be total fucking, you know, glued to the shoulder or whatever you want to call it with a person to just, I've known him for so long that we've been through so many different kind of musical projects together, mellow, Christmas, holiday, acoustic, heavy, bluesy, church, not church, everything. I mean, so it's like now I give him a piece of music. Who knows what I'm going to give him? It could be heavy, 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 or something weird. You know, I don't know. And he just, you know, I saw him today and he had a good time. We did another new song today. And, what he wrote fitted it. It fit it perfect. I didn't tell him what to say. I didn't tell him what to write. I let him go. I let him have freedom. And it just fits my chords. It just fits what I give him. He's a great enough musician / singer to, you know, he's not the greatest singer in the world. I'm not the greatest guitar player in the world. It's not about that. It's just what I give him. He can sing melodic or kind of pretty, kind of fucking heavy or kind of rappy or screamy or whatever. You know, he can do a lot of different things in his own realm. He's got a good range. It's not as big of a range as like every single, you know, some singers, but so what? I mean, he does what he does, and I think it sounds great on this. I think it sounds great on the music I give him, and I have no plans on stopping it. As long as those guys want to play with me and do more music, I'll keep doing more music with them, and with other prod and other people too. But that's just the way it goes. But Tracy G Group is my group. That's my thing. So it's my favorite project that I have, or whatever you want to call it, band or whatever. Yeah.
Well, going back to Tramp, you know, again, it's been out for a little while. I've had it for a little while, but rediscovering it's been a lot of fun. And I don't think we asked you about this. And, you know, having a year under your belt with this record, is there a song on the record that you would call your favorite, or at least something off the record that's just being well-received live that y'all are playing?
It's a hard one, again, because I'm real close to them all. The instrumentals have a different thing to me than the ones with the vocals, because I love the songs with the vocals. Mike does a great job on them. He writing and recording them and putting them up live. That's great. And then I got my instrumentals, which I'm real fond of, as you know, because I love to just go on the guitar and let it be the voice and do all kinds of, you know, like weird stuff. And so it's hard to pick one song, but there's one called Leech that we play live. It always seems to be received pretty good, and we feel good about it. We play it. We all know it good. It just feels good live. We've always kind of played it. That one's always stuck in there. I think probably the Leech. It's one of my favorite, I guess.
Yeah, Leech is a badass too, dude. I love Leech.
We like it too. We pretty much always play it live, yeah.
Is there any chance with the distribution now, not that it's a big concern, because, I mean, I haven't listened to the radio in like 20, 30 years, but is there any chance that might happen? Like maybe get played locally,
you know,
at least?
Always.
Cool.
There always is a chance. If you have music and you put it out there, it could be a chance that if they get, you know, somehow, you know, radio stations could pick it up or something. I think he sent it to a bunch of college stations maybe and what have you, whatever. But there's always, who knows, you know, there's always a chance. So, I mean, I can't even believe that Dirk, you know, I signed a thing with him to even do it, that he was even interested, because that barely happens today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially to me and the music I put out, because it's usually not the mainstream shit, you know.
I could hear Leech on Octane easy, man, if you got satellite radio. I don't see how that couldn't be a huge hit if it got in their hands, you know.
A lot of groups have a lot of money behind them, some money behind them, and they hire things called publicists. And they help promote you, and they help get you on the radio. Like, I have none of that shit, so... That's why everything I do is slow, and, you know, it's like that. But you never know, this might turn into something else, though. Maybe some future more gigs, a little tour maybe or something. I hope, but I'm not holding my breath. I'm just going to keep making music, you know. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you know, it actually makes me wonder. I mean, you've been enjoying this kind of freedom, artistic freedom, for so long, that it would be kind of a double-edged sword maybe if some company or whoever came along and said, dude, we love your stuff, and we'd love to make you huge and start having you make albums and send you on tours and have you start doing, you know, commercials or whatever, and then maybe feel like, because, you know, when that happens, you're kind of working for somebody else now, and they get to kind of have a say in what you do. Is that a problem, do you think, if that happens?
It depends. You know, like, there's always a give and take. It's the pros and cons of everything. If something like that were to happen, I might make more money. And I'm not doing it for money, but fuck, you kind of need... It would be nice to make some money, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, who doesn't like money?
Just a little. So, you know, sometimes you've got to do that. You got to give up. Got to give up some stuff. Yeah, you got to. No matter what I ever get to do, whether it's with the company, another band, or anybody, I always have my own studio, and I always will do my own shit. So it doesn't really matter. I hope I can... You know, get other bigger things happening with other things and other bands, other musicians, and I love playing with other people and all kinds of people, but I might not have the same freedom. You know, you might not have it, and that's okay too, because I've played in situations where I wasn't the main guy, and it's just in the Tracy G Group, I just do whatever the fuck I want, and that is fun. That's cool. I mean, I mainly mean that with the music, because that's the main thing to me. I'm everything else. I work with the guys, and We talk, you know, what do you want to do here? What, you know, when it's something to do with the band or something. It's not like, but when it comes to the music, that's really all that matters to me. So, you know, that's the main thing.
nightmare will not end.
Well, I think Genghis touched on an interesting point there that, you know, with this wider distribution of the record, maybe somebody gets it, hears it, you know, maybe one of your contemporaries or something like that, and they said, hey, Tracy, you know, we're doing this record. We want you on it. We might want you for a tour, almost kind of like when you went to Australia, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Would that be something you would want to entertain, or you kind of like what you're doing now? Would you want something like that?
I would love to do that. I wish I could go back with the guy in New Zealand, actually. Actually, I just talked to the main guy. He lives in Australia now, but he's going to come to the NAMM show in January. So I haven't seen him since 2015. No, so that was awesome. Like, to answer your question, did I have full freedom? No. But I had the main freedom. They hired me to play their song. And they wanted to throw in like Strange Highways in the set. So they threw in like a song I wrote and a couple Sabbath songs, you know, Dio songs. And again, the freedom is they didn't tell me how to solo. Like, that's, there you go again. If you tell me how to solo, then you're taking away my voice. So then I got to go goodbye, just like I did for Dio.
Right.
When they said, don't want you to solo, we want you to just play rhythm, and Craig Goley's so awesome, he's going to be the solo guitar player. And I'm like, that's great, he is awesome, but I got to go now. You know, because that, I don't speak, then they're taking away my voice. I mean, what good is that, you know, for me? So the guys in New Zealand, they'll fucking play whatever you want, Tracy. Here's our songs. Fucking express yourself, man. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I do, you know. I just got hired to play in a band called the Bone Thumpers. They're like a blues band, and they do all blues covers, like old blues stuff, right? They're all covers. They're not gonna fucking tell me how to solo to them, you know. So it's, I got to learn 30 of the songs they play, but I say what I want with them, and if they don't like that, then I don't get the gig. And the people who hire me want that, so you know, that's my standard that I hang on to, you know. I always have, I always will. And I got a question for you guys. Why is solo guitar so important to me?
Way to express yourself, man.
What I can't play rhythm, or I don't like this because I want to show off, or what? Like, what do you think?
No, that's the purest expression of who you are, your identity, I think.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it's like, that's your name.
Right.
That's what you are. Again, not everybody might not like it. You know, I'm not saying everybody likes it. There's plenty of people who hate the way I play, and that's great. But I mean, I'm not here for them, so who cares? If you solo the way somebody else wants you to do, then you're not who you are.
Right.
You're just a fucking puppet. You're just a puppet, and I want to make the money, man. Okay, well, go make the money then. But you know, I'd rather play my licks when I want, where I want, and make less money.
Something I find interesting about you, Tracy, and there was another guitar player that I love as well as you, and you know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, as everybody knows, but you know, you stuck to your guns. You got in Dio, and you I mean, it's in that live DVD that came out a year or so ago. You did your thing. It was awesome. Benny Vincent was one of those kind of guys too. When he went in for Ace Frehley, he wasn't an Ace Frehley copycat. That dude went in and fucking tore it up as a guitar player in a band that, you know, great, they had a guitar hero, but he was not, Ace Frehley was not as technically proficient as Vinnie Vincent. And then you go into Dio, and the new hired gun, okay, he's going to play just like Vivian. No, you didn't. It was all Tracy G. And Genghis and I, when we watched that video, were like, holy shit, I think I like that solo better than the original. Just because you put your mark on it and your touch. And I've always respected you a lot for your integrity, bro.
Thanks. Thanks. I mean, not a lot of people get that, and they don't see it that way. And that's okay, too. But you do. So that's cool. You know, cool. You know, and Vinny Vincent, I don't know him. But obviously, he is coming from the same vibe. He just kind of wanted to play how he played. And the guys in Kiss were like, okay, you don't have to play Ace Frehley licks. I love Ace Frehley and everything, but you can play your licks. And he did. He did what he did. He left his mark.
good for him. You know, that's all I could say.
Yeah, if they didn't want him or like what he was doing, as different as it was, then he never would have seen the light of day on an album.
Exactly. Anybody who plays with any established already, Kiss was already famous, Dio was already famous, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, anybody who gets a gig like that, you know, and is able to do their own thing, that's a testament to the musician themselves. And the guys in the band saying, "Go for it, man!" And that came out with Kiss. And in another case, it was Ronnie saying, "Fuck yeah, man! Give me some different shit. I'm tired of the same old shit." Now, did Ronnie know that everyone was gonna love? It wasn't about that. Ronnie loved it. When he hired me, he loved it. It didn't sell that much, so maybe later on he was like, "Shit, I gotta get a kid in here that can fucking play shit I can make some money on. Okay, bye, Tracy." You know, but he loved it, or he wouldn't have gave me the gig, man. So, same thing with Kiss. They must have loved what Vinny was doing. Or bands like that can hire whoever they want. I'm sorry to say, man, but I'm not bringing this up to get political because I'm not. But it reminds me of our president, and I'm not. I'm just saying. Look, the people voted him in. Ronnie hired me. Kiss hired him. The people voted a president in. A lot of people, everybody, you know, a lot of people hate him. But he got the gig, so fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't dig it, do like Madonna and Cher. Say you're going to leave the country and then don't. You know, get the fuck out. If you don't like Kiss's guitar player, don't fucking listen to their records. If you don't like Tracy playing in Dio, don't fucking buy him and listen to him. Just go away. Yeah, it's real simple. But people are like fucking whack jobs. They're like, they think they got a big voice by hating, saying bad shit about people. It's like, you know, you think Trump gives a fuck what you say about him? Do you think he gives a shit? Do you think Vinnie Vincent does or Tracy? We're not billionaires, but I still don't give a shit what you say. That's the difference. That's the way it is. I don't know Vinnie Vincent, but I bet you he would. I bet you he'd agree with me.
Oh yeah.
And everybody else like that. I'm just saying. You know, it's like, fuck, lighten up. Yeah.
Well, hey, so something else I wanted to bring up, dude, is the 20th anniversary of the G Factory. What, guys, go to your site and see that. What are they going to see in the new 20th anniversary edition? Yeah, is there anything different? Is it remastered or what have you done?
Nothing. I'll fucking tell you what I did. Four years ago, I ran out. And I'm like, all right, take it off the page. I have no more. Goodbye. That was my first solo album, right? Okay, bye. See you later. And then 6 months ago, I'm getting a new studio, so I have to clean out my fucking G Factory dungeon. And I accidentally found 100 G Factory CDs because they were buried under all the fucking crap.
Sweet.
So I found them and I said, fuck it, I'm going to bring it back out and sell it again. It's exactly the same one. I didn't do nothing to it.
Oh, okay. I just saw on your page it was 20th anniversary, so I didn't know if there was anything new or interesting.
It just so happens it's 2017 and it was released in 97. So I said, fuck, 20th anniversary here. Yeah.
Fucking buy it, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Get it while it's hot. I don't know. Whatever.
Shit. Well, you mentioned that you and Michael were writing some tunes. Are you working on a new Tracy G Group record? Or what? Are y'all just kind of compiling some stuff right now?
Not on purpose, but we only got four new songs for a new album, but it's kind of just songs that have been put together, like kind of accidental, and
we're trying out my studio, so, you know. But, yeah, there'll be, after Adrian and Randy play on them, there'll be four new ones, so we just got to write it. We're not purposely trying to go, okay, time for a new record, because, you know, the Tramp thing is still floating around. But again, I play music every day. I write shit every day, so who knows? There'll be some new stuff pretty soon that we could put out, definitely.
That would be awesome. But do you think you'll use, like, Patrick again? Or I know you always kind of have some stuff with Ray that you have lying in the wings. Or do you think it would be a true, just pure G group?
I don't think there's any more Ray stuff. I used all Ray stuff up, poor guy. I used all his old tracks up, unless I can corner him and do some new stuff with Ray. You know, Ray's the greatest drummer ever. But I don't have any more tracks I can use from him. So it'll either be with the drummer we have, Adrian, or I would always love to play with Patrick. And do anything with Patrick's fucking awesome. So I hope so. I don't know.
Have you ever... I know you and I have talked about different vocalists that you would like to work with. You know, kind of... We always do our... I fucking guess who would be great with Tracy on vocals. I mean, on guitars. Is sure. there anybody you've reached out to or would like to reach out to sing on a track if you did, like, just kind of a mixed record?
There's always great singers, you know, all over the place, of course, and they're kind of hard to get to because they're hard to come by, and if they are good, they're usually really busy. To be honest with you, I've been so busy with all this other shit myself that, you know, if I do songs, they're with the singer I got right now, and Mike does great for me. At the moment, I'm not saying I'll never, like, you know, record with anybody else. You know, of course I probably will, but I'm not doing that. I'm not searching that. Nothing like that. No, I'm fine. Between all the instrumental stuff I want to do, the Latin CD that I do, the fucking heavy stuff, the blues, I'm out of my mind. So I can't. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, Tracy, I'm so happy with the way Tramp came out, and I've told you a million times, I really am kind of jonesing for some brand new Tracy G group, because I really think that you and Michael have a chemistry, and I can't wait to hear the new stuff, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's like, we don't try to follow any, or I'm not trying to redo Tramp, or, you know, I don't try to redo nothing. I just write music as it comes to me. So we got four pretty fucking cool songs already. They're a little bit, but not all the same. And I'd love you to hear them, yeah, when they're a couple of them. Two of them are done. One's instrumental called Little Diddy. It's an instrumental called Little Diddy. One is called Already Dead. It's kind of like I kind of stole the riff from the first Black Sabbath. The first Black Sabbath album, you know, the song Black Sabbath, it's kind of fucked up like that a little bit. And some fucking, I think the whole song's in 7/8. It's real weird. It's fucking cool. And then we got a new one called Blame we did today. And there's another one that's called False Reality that's not done. But, you know, we got to get Adrian and Randy on vocal songs. And
oh, nice.
Are they good? If you like anything I've ever done, you'll like them. They're not going to fucking let you down. No, they're good.
I've got a song title for you, man.
Yeah, what?
Genghis and Ragman are badass motherfuckers.
Let me jot it down. How do you spell motherfuckers? Okay.
No, dude, so honestly, seriously, dude, I can't wait to hear them, and it sounds cool. I can't wait to hear them, brother.
I'll send you... when these are done, just, you know, so no one else will hear them, just you, I'll send you a couple of the new ones. And in the process of the last 3 months learning my machine, I did a whole project for funds with my brother-in-law. It's all instrumental, and there's 8 songs done now. And because I need to record stuff to learn the machine. So my brother-in-law, his favorite band is the Beatles. And, of course, I love the Beatles, too, but I like a lot of other stuff. But some people are just really into the Beatles, and that's his favorite band.
Nice.
And, you know, the Beatles are great. We got the whole melody thing going, right, and all the fucking great songs. So I finished 8 songs, and they're all his favorite Beatles songs. But then, like, for instance, I'm warped them. I combined them with my favorite heavy metal songs. So I made like Back in Black, the music for Back in Black, and the melody for Penny Lane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I did it to 8 songs. So they're like, Come Together by Aerosmith and Electric Funeral by Sabbath. Goes together.
Badass.
You put it together, believe it or not. Drums, bass, guitars, no vocals. The guitar does all the melodies, my guitar. And it's just for fun. It's just for him. I'm not going to sell it. But I'll send you that. I'll definitely send you that when it's all put together. I'll send you that. Because it's fucking funny, dude. It's funny how these songs work. It's just funny how you can, it's just, if you think about it, you can mix these songs up and let them flow together, and they have the same groove. It's pretty cool, because you'll know every song. You'll know every song, but you're done in a kind of a Tracy G kind of vibe, if you know what I mean, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, I got a whole bunch of new stuff to send you. Definitely. It's cool.
Well, shit, dude, I think I hear some thunder or something, man. Before we wrap up, do you want to tell the fans anything out there?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, if there's anybody out there that digs what I do, you know, I appreciate it. Thanks for the support. And always check out the Facebook and, you know, TracyG.com and to see if we're playing or we got new stuff. You know, I appreciate it. People get it. You know, that's all cool. That's what it's for. So I just want to thank everybody. Hope everybody has a good Halloween and safe and all that, you know, jazzy shit.
Tracy is always sued. As we've told you, you are the third official member of the Genghis and Ragman show. So it's Genghis Ragman and Tracy G show tonight. And, dude, always fucking awesome talking to you. I have a huge favor. I don't know if this will work, but if you played one mean fucking riff, I wonder if that would be powerful enough to send Genghis and I back to the studio. Should we give it a shot?
Sure. It might work. I can plug in and see if it happens.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Ready, go.
Back in the studio.
Hey, we're back in the movies.
Nice.
We did miss so much.
Just in time, too. We got old homeboy checking out old girl.
Look at John. He's asleep up there. What's new?
No shit. He's about to give her a head job that's going to hurt, Holmes.
This guy.
I'm looking for my brother from Supernatural. Well, why are we acting like everything's normal now? We're just in it, some sort of pop star hell.
Sort of hellscape. Some sort of pop hellscape. I don't know. I guess because I got Danielle back and I'm happy.
Got a day.
Hey, man.
Hey. It's actually... have you, bro?
Well, dude, we just went down to fix the breaker. We sat up there and beat off in the dark.
You saw that?
Great.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We just assumed.
Right.
You guys are very presumptuous.
I didn't say presumed. So anyway. We assumed. We're assumptuous.
We've been in another dimension. We got out.
We escaped, no thanks to you.
Now we're back in our own personal hell.
I know. We're still in hell, but at least we have a little more control over it.
Exactly.
I miss you both.
That's great.
I mean, that's in the most heterosexual way that a guy can miss a guy.
Mm-hmm. That was terrible. You don't have to pay for that one.
So anyway.
It's a classic moment here.
This is a classic moment.
A beer and get ready.
I love this movie. I think the remake. And I love that we're unaffected by what we just went through. But, guys, we're back in the viewing room, watching Friday the 13th, the remake. What the hell was that? Oh, her head.
Yep. Stuck her in the head, Holmes.
Later, head. Later, brains. So I didn't need those anyway.
I know, it's like, it's sadly not a lot.
No shit. A waste of time anyway. You want to do a classic
Let's
of the
do
show?
That and wrap this shit up.
How about a classic?
We're lucky we survived the hellscape.
Horror Halloween type track for you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go way classic.
You are?
Welcome to My Nightmare.
Oh, nice.
A little Alice Cooper. Cooper. Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
No.
You think I have nothing? I got lots. How about... I don't know if I've done this before.
I
tell you what. I was going to do Merciful Fate, Princess of Hell. I think I've done that before. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull something out of my arse. How about some Lizzie Borden? How about Red Rum?
Nice.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
far as new tunes, Paizan,
you got nothing.
Do you have anything that would scare the dickens out of you?
I don't know about that, but I got something that seems appropriate. How about something from the forthcoming, or at least by now it's out, new album from Gwar?
Gwar, for real?
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck, right? Let's go
when
out
did
of left
we
field.
Play Gwar? Never.
Exactly. So, but it seems appropriate to the time. Let's go with If You Want Blood, You Got It. I know is like this is one energetic motherfucker. Jason for a new age.
All right, for my pick of the week, I'm gonna go with some Dream Evil.
Dream Evil
off their album 6. How about Creatures of the Night?
No,
it's not a Kiss remake, I promise. Let's do it.
Sweet.
Alright guys, we've survived another Halloween. Unbeknownst to us, it's not over yet. But we're in the studio, we're watching the movie again. God only knows what could happen. We got Day of the Dead tomorrow. So that's always a challenge.
Classic shit, Holmes.
So, anyway, we're going to hang here, probably bunker down. Probably just drink until we pass out. And then see what happens. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
So, anyway, we want to thank you for listening. As always, we want to give you two big holds up.
The right to walk! Ha ha ha.